Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Sex Podcast, a show that examines all aspects of sexuality, from physical to emotional to spiritual. Join our hosts as they discuss age-old questions, common misconceptions, and the latest topics surrounding sex. They'll tackle topics about sexuality from the complicated to the hilarious and everything in between. GSMC Sex Podcast is your show for all of your questions about sex, even some you might not have thought of yet.
Hello, and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, the Sex Edition. I'm your host, John Johnson, and I've titled this one, Why It's Important, meaning why is sex important? Aside from the fact that it feels good, and a lot of people stop right there, it's all about feeling good, and that certainly brings you back to it. But think about it in some other aspects. I think one of the really important things about sex is when you're being physically intimate, when you're being accepted, being received. And that's a big part of intimacy, and just in a global sense. Sex, you have the embrace, you have the clinch, you have all of the things that lead up to, you know, sex in and of itself. So I'm talking about intercourse specifically. But, you know, sex comprises of a number of things. There's the foreplay, there's the after, you know, there's the cuddling, and why is all of that important? I think this is kind of a philosophical thing, and I'm going to approach it from that respect. We weren't meant to be alone, and at least most of us aren't. And we enjoy pairing off. We enjoy connecting with someone special, someone who's significant. And it also teaches us something to be in relationship with someone, that it's not always about us. We invest ourselves in someone else to give us it helps grow us. It helps us learn responsibility. Like I say, many of us have the idea, I say us because I'm speaking of the human experience. Many of us have the idea that the world revolves around us, that we're told we're all powerful and we get to decide how things are just by virtue of whatever we say that comes out of our mouth. And when you want intimacy with someone, you have to give of yourself. Now, obviously, you want something out of it. So there is something there. There is a reason to invest. But in order to bring somebody into your space, into your circle, into your sphere of influence, you have to exert a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of willingness to be vulnerable. And that's the hard part for a lot of people. I mean, some people learn to be physical without necessarily putting the vulnerability, the connection, the want to continue to do this for, and there's a lot of reasons. I'm not judging that part. But when it comes to the importance of sexuality, I want to speak to it from the aspect of having a relationship as opposed to just being casual you know, bed buddies with no real commitment beyond anything. Because we tend to know that that's a means to an end. Like I say, see, there's no commitment to it. And again, I'm not judging, but from the likelihood of a future and expectations and things like that, there really isn't one. It's usually more happenstance, and if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Most people I know that enter into a relationship expect sex to be a part of it, and it's something that they look forward to, so they say, why not? It affords you the luxury of feeling like you're special, as opposed to anyone else, and that your present day, the important thing, because all of us have had relationships with people in the past. So when you reach that point in the relationship where you're being physically intimate, then there is definitely the feeling like you are important, whether you're man or woman. There's a lot at stake here because you're taking on not only the idea that you're going to get pleasure, but you're taking on some responsibility as that of your partner, and feeling like when there is a need that they have, and not just physical, but it opens up all of these other things. Like I say, why is sex important? Because now everything else tends, because we put sex way up here in terms of its level of importance in terms of relationships, and everything else beneath it then is part of the relationship, whether it's we're sharing a house together, whether we share a car, whether we share our thoughts, share our food, our bills, or anything else. Usually once we pass that threshold of sex, then it puts a status on these people who are being physically intimate, and they are in and of itself are there for each other. And if you really want to think about that idea, think about the two people, let's say they have a relationship and sex becomes less frequent. And unless there's a clear-cut reason as to why that is, then there tends to be an erosion in terms of the quality of the relationship itself. It makes people very worried when they don't have access to their partner in that way, in being lovemaking is what I'm talking about. I mean, I've certainly experienced it, at least with the idea. I wondered if my partner didn't want to be loving or be physically intimate with me. I wondered, okay, is she mad about something? Now, it forces the question, and I'm pretty blunt. I come right out with it and ask, you know, what's going on, and in obviously a much more tactful way. But I try to get to the heart of the matter, because if there's something that I'm not doing or something that I'm forgetting, then I want to be responsible and attentive. That's what I say. That's what I mean when I say responsible. I want to be attentive and take care of that. Because as a man, I certainly understand what my need is, and I also understand the need of my partner. So when and therefore, if something is lacking, something's not happening, then I want to be in communication about it, so that I don't have an interruption in my love life. Because I can tell you, when your love life's not right, your life is not right. Said differently, it's interesting how lovemaking may be 10% of the relationship, but when it's not working, it's 90% of the problem. You know, in general, when you're being sexual with someone, there is an automatic expectation that there's truth, there's honesty. We are basically communicating on a much, much deeper level. I think that's understood. And when something like that, if there's a gap in it, if there's a space or there's something happening, and one or the other doesn't make an effort to be clear about something that's changed, then there's obviously an upset that happens. Because they're going to go back to the fact that, hey, you know, we're being physically intimate. You can't withhold from me. You see, all of these things become implied. And if you're not skilled in relationships or in being that emotionally connected to someone, then you tend to get socked with it when you find out that if you're just showing up for the sex and not bringing another part of it. And, you know, guys tend to find this out before women do, because women are generally much more emotionally connected and want that status. They want to know that they're special. And guys tend to not be as emotionally mature about those things. And as their sex drive heats up, then they tend to get a crash course in manners and priorities. I'm going to talk about these things after these messages. What would it look like if we all listened more? Listening to audiobooks inspires us, motivates us, and even brings us closer. And there's no better place to listen than Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. And now, Audible members get more than ever before. Each month, they get three titles of their choice. One audiobook, two Audible originals, and fitness programs that they can't get anywhere else. There's never been a better time to experience Audible. Try it for free for 30 days by visiting audible.com/GSMCRelationship or by texting GSMCRelationship to 500500. One more time. Try for free for 30 days by visiting audible.com/GSMCRelationship or by texting GSMCRelationship to 500500. Thank you.
What happens to your decision making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
And we're back. This is John Johnson, the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, the sex edition. I'm talking about why sex is important. And to those of you who might be a little bit younger and you're listening to the podcast and who are more hormonal, and I mean, that's not a bad thing. That's not a slight on you. But sometimes if you haven't had experience in relationships, then you tend to be driven by your impulses more so than your intellect. And the intellect, when you've been in relationships and you've done a few things and maybe messed up a few and you've kind of learned how to rearrange your priorities, and you'll see where sex falls in line with all of that. It's kind of high up there on the list because you tend to want to be in a relationship so that you can get one, and some people are willing to do and say pretty much anything to get that, to get that status. Now, whether it lasts, well, that's obviously totally up to the individuals involved. And speaking for guys, a lot of times we get this wrong because girls know what we're after, and it's just a matter of how long we're going to have to wait or if there's even any possibility of being physically intimate. And I think when you're teenagers, like I say, we're driven by our hormones and we tend to do a lot of things, say a lot of things we don't mean because we're driven by our impulses. As we get a little older, a little more mature, then we're supposed to know, not just to make up lies just to get sex. But, I mean, people do it. But here's some of the important things that you're learning. You're learning that when you just say any and everything just to get, let's say, that outcome because you want to be physically intimate, you tend to get into a lot of trouble with people about that. And let me be honest, I don't ever recall myself being one of those guys that would just tell a girl anything just to get her. But I remember guys that did. And there was a lot of noise that was made because of something like that. Noise meaning, you know, the girls would get really upset because there was always a popular guy on campus, and you know, he seemed to have the most attention for the girls and is able to kind of command whatever he wants. And I mean, that's just kind of the way it was. But when word would get out, let's say something had happened, you know, guys would get a little embarrassed about it because their reputation is being trashed. And yeah, and you know, the school that I went to, you know, guys did, you know, they did hear about it. It wasn't just, you know, weren't just the not nice girls that were having sex with guys, but they would call the guys out for being for being dishonest or for being a cad, for not being the kind of person who would want to be in a relationship with a girl. And of course, you know what? She learned too, what the guys were after. And I guess hopefully it made her a little more wise as to be being more selective, that going with the most popular guy does not necessarily, it's not all it's cracked up to be. So I think we learn a little bit about ourselves and who we are and to what lengths we will go to get something. So that teaches us what about maybe our dishonesty sometimes. So it is important. And so it's not just, and you know, those are lessons we tend to learn early on in life about a lot of things. But when it hits that area and we're talking about sex, then it can have a lot of implications. Because here's the thing. When you're talking about sex and you're young people and let's say you're not really being smart, you're not using birth control or something, you can potentially put yourself in a spot where you're having a lifelong commitment here. And many high schoolers do it. They take the risk. They take the plunge. And, you know, guys, they do the withdrawal method. And, wow, how well does that work? Or no birth control at all. So what did we learn about ourselves? We learned something about how impulsive we are, how not smart we are when we do those kind of things. And we generally tend to wind up hearing about it from all kinds of people that said, hey, you know, most of us are not so isolated that we don't know about birth control. That if you don't want to have kids, then you need to play it smart. I think a lot of us get the idea that we can outsmart whatever impulses we have. But what happens when we get in the moment? Do we generally pull back from that? No, most people try to go for it. And it's usually the girls, usually, not all the time, but it's usually the girls that are saying, no, I don't want to do anything because of, you know, what's going to happen, at least when they're younger. When they get a little older, sometimes both of us, men and women, tend to be a little less less restrained, probably a little less inhibited and go for things that, well, because they feel like they're more mature, more adult to do so. So what do you learn about yourself? You feel like you're a little more adult when you get older. So why? Sex teaches us these things, or at least being in the experience of that, it teaches us that. Or at least we feel, you know, ourselves ready to do those kinds of things. You know, ask yourself that question. At what point in time did you feel like when you were being sexual that you felt like you were an adult, that you were mature enough to handle the responsibility of being physically intimate? Because until you do, I think, you know, initially there's always a curiosity about it, you know, seeing naked bodies, being, you know, if you've ever had an orgasm and then said, oh, wow, I want to experience that again. Like I say, a lot of us tend to throw caution to the wind and do whatever we can to recreate that experience. So as we get older, though, we tend to be able to recreate that experience because there's some planning behind it. We plan the time with our mates, and we want to go out and have an evening, have dinner, go see a movie, go to the beach, go take a trip, or whatever it is that we can do to get intimate time with our partner. But you see, we move along with that. We tend to mature and make better choices. So therein, the payoff is when we do it in a way that's more adult, that's more responsible, we tend to have what we feel like is a more predictable outcome, which is a happier and more fulfilling sexual experience. Why is that important? Because that takes work, that takes thought, that takes planning, that takes care, that takes concern, that takes being more mature. So you can't just go out and say, I just want to get my rocks off and expect somebody to be okay with that. You see, you have to, and by that time, too, people are so much more aware of what the game is. So you can't just come with some tired old line and not think that you're going to get figured out. And I'm talking to the guys with that. And for the women that are listening, you know, it's not that guys are just dogs. I think guys are just obviously having to learn how to be better men. Some of them have very good role models, and some guys don't. Some guys imagine themselves being jocks and think they can do any and everything they want. You know, they come up short all the time. I'm not saying guys get everything that they want, but being mindful of who's being a gentleman and who is just being a jock or something that they may have seen in a movie or something like that, because there is a difference. And I'm going to suggest to the ladies, you know, young or old, give the nice guy a chance, because remember, nice guys want love too. Hey, look, I'm going to take a break and I'll come right back after this. What would it look like if we all listened more? Listening to audiobooks inspires us, motivates us, and it even brings us closer. And there's no better place to listen than Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. And now, Audible members get more than ever before. So each month, they get three titles of their choice. You got one audiobook, two Audible originals, and fitness programs that they can't get anywhere else. Hey, there's never been a better time to experience Audible. Look, you can try it for free for 30 days by visiting audible.com/GSMCRelationship or by texting GSMCRelationship to 500500. One more time. Here, you can try it free for 30 days by visiting audible.com/GSMCRelationship or by texting GSMCRelationship to 500500.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. This is the Sex Edition. I'm John Johnson, talking about why sex is important. At the tail end of that last segment, I was talking about nice guys, and I kind of made a plug for nice guys, you know, just to say, hey, ladies, don't forget to notice the nice guys. But here's the thing for nice guys to pay attention to. Look, what you learn is that if you want to get the girl, you're going to have to apply yourself. You can't just sit on the sidelines and just wait for some girl to just walk up, tap you on the shoulder, and think that you're going to get action. It doesn't work that way. So if you have sexual impulses, sexual drives, then you're going to have to act on them. And I'm saying act responsibly. But the thing is, what are we learning about ourselves? You might be learning that you're a little passive. And getting the girl really requires you applying, you doing something about that. So here's an interesting thought about this. As you learn these things about yourself through sex, but it's not just about the sex itself. It's what you are learning about yourself. Now, take the example that I'm giving for this guy who's sitting on the sidelines waiting for the girl to tap him on the shoulder and be happily ever after. He's learning that he's going to have to apply himself. And when you get the idea that you have to be in action, then you learn that you make the connection that it isn't just about sex, but it's in other areas of your life as well. You see this thing, see how this kind of pans out? Sex happens to be a very interesting motivator. It's a powerful motivator. Let me say it that way. Sex is a very powerful motivator, and we can learn a lot of things because of that motivation. Then when you take that lesson and apply it to other areas of your life, you can see how things really work. If you're going to sit on the sidelines, you're basically going to get scraps. But if you apply yourself, then you're more so in the driver's seat. And it's life altering, I think. But it's through this particular vehicle, and I'm going to say vehicle, it's through the vehicle of experiencing sex that you learn a lot of different lessons. You learn something about motivating other people. You learn something about the power of persuasion, because granted, you're not going to always be the most attractive guy, but if you want to be interesting, then you're going to have to learn something about charisma or how to be engaging. Why? Again, I'm making the tie into sex and how powerful it is, a motivator to get you to do something. I can remember guys just sitting on the sidelines, not really interested in anything until the girls showed up. And that was purely a hormonal thing that kicked in. And whether it was playing basketball, running track, and riding a bicycle, showing up, whatever it was, until we had an audience of girls, it really didn't matter. And I think the funny thing about one of the experiences I remember having as a youth, when the girls showed up, sometimes you got it into a little bit of the showing off thing. Do you ever remember some of the guys being, they didn't necessarily act nice. They were so much into showing off. Sometimes they were a little bit rude and a little bit mean. And, you know, when you get older and you realize, well, geez, that wasn't such a nice thing. So think about that. When you approach someone nowadays, you would never do that little kid thing and run up to them and sock a girl on the shoulder. I mean, that's such a turnoff. Back then, that's how you got a girl's attention. I mean, you hit them hard because you don't want to hit them hard because they're going to cry and that's going to really make you look bad. But now, what do guys do? They get the noisy car. They, hey, get on, let's go for a ride. Or they get the motorcycle. They say, let's ride fast. I mean, it's about having the nice toys, right? But what I'm ultimately talking about is that power of persuasion and to what lengths people will go to be that. We don't necessarily learn that when we're a kid sitting on the sidelines, but when the hormones kick in, then all of a sudden we got to get in action. And you stumble over yourself, and you might even watch your buddies do it for a number of times before you kind of get good at it. You know, guys tend to go into a huddle, and then they talk about, well, I said this to her, and I said that to her. So, you know, you may wind up recycling some lines, or one girl who may be the popular girl might wind up hearing the same thing from a lot of different guys. Well, that's because all those guys are in the same huddle, and they're trading rap lines, as we used to call them when I was a kid. But it's an interesting dynamic. And when you mature past that thing that I've just described, and you're being authentic, you're being interesting, you're taking the showers, you want to have a date, and you really want to be the guy for this particular lady, then you stop with all of the game playing and all the posturing. And you learn to be yourself. Whatever yourself is, you learn to be yourself. These kinds of things are the reasons why sex is important. Because I know we get caught up in the physical act and about procreation and those kind of things. But the life's lessons, the things that we're going to have to go through before we can even get there. I mean, I don't even remember my childhood much in terms of those experiences. I can go back to about 10 years ago and remember some of the lessons that I learned then, which have stuck with me, and they had to do with being authentic, being honest, and also learning something about my capacity to actually be a good person. I mean, I don't mean that in a way that I wasn't a good person before, but I realized that being sexual wasn't the only thing that was important to me. It was more important to me to be respected by a woman than it was to be sexual with her. I think I felt like the sex would happen because of the relationship, but it was more important for me to have her respect because I knew afterwards I wanted to feel like I didn't just take advantage of her and just use her. And that always struck me that some guys didn't care about how a woman felt. Now, I happen to have had, my mother raised me, and I was very keenly aware of women's sensitivities. So I was not the guy who was going to go out and take advantage of a woman because that would have been very counter to the way that I was taught women were to be treated. Now, guys get the messages all kinds of ways. Maybe they have a mentor or, you know, their dad or a brother or somebody who is very, who will teach them how women are to be treated and respected. Not just moms can do that, but certainly men can expand on that in a lot of different ways. You know, and I think as men, sometimes we can talk about our mistakes as a point to teach where if you do this kind of thing, meaning the mistakes, you're not going to have a very good experience. You're not going to be able to outmaneuver, insensitivity because it is what it is. So what you need to learn to do is to be careful, be sensitive, be thoughtful, be polite. And those things matter. And when it comes to being sexual, then the next thing to do is be responsible. I'm John Johnson. This is the Goal of State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and I've been talking about why sex is important. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sex Podcast, part of the GSNC Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsncpodcast.com. Download our podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere you find podcasts. Just type in GSMC to find all of our shows from the GSNC Podcast Network. From sex and relationships to health and wellness, life and happiness, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the Golden State Media Concepts Sex Podcast.